JJ Gray, Mofro tonight at the Refinery. Great venue. Was just there last night for another show. It's going to be awesome. So welcome back to Charleston. You're definitely not a stranger to the area.
No, not at all. And it is good to be back. We love it here. So
now when you come to Charleston, is there anything that you look forward to doing? Is there a place you like to go eat? Is there, you know, just a place to visit? I mean, have you been here enough to where you've gotten to know the area like that?
Yeah. It's been a minute since we've been downtown, like down in Charleston proper. And because we played out at the beach a couple of times. But it's Justine's. I always loved eating at Justine's. I don't know if it's still around. I hope it is. I look forward to this afternoon.
I don't know. So, I wish I had an answer. I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite haunts. I mean, that's the whole thing of being on the road, man. Everybody should write a book about favorite places to eat. So, and there's plenty of them here in Charleston.
Is there a city or a state, or is there a place that you're like, this is the best? Hey, you don't have to pick Charleston. I'm not asking you to, you know, be a homer for it, but is there?
Well, I'll tell you what, I can tell you one place that sticks out for sure. And because it is a place called the Red Iguana in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And their mole is just like incredible. So, and it ain't crazy expensive either. And it's in Salt Lake City. It's called the Red Iguana. That's one of them that sticks out for sure.
Your sound is described by so many different words and descriptions: southern rock, swamp funk, blues. I mean, is there a way you describe it, or is it just, you know what, it is what it is?
You know, I can, only thing I can do is describe my influences. Just
okay.
You know, because it's kind of like, it's really like looking at yourself in a mirror. Everybody does it every day, like brushing your teeth, and you kind of know what you look like, but you don't really know what you look like. Like there's this weird veil between you and you, whereas you know distinctly what everyone else looks like.
Right.
And it's like hearing your voice on somebody's answer machine. You go over to their house and they play their answer machine back in the day, and then you hear your own voice on it. You're like, man, that's not me.
Yeah.
So. I know what I want it to sound like a lot of times, all those things you said are, you know, they're all like siblings off the same
sure.
family tree, you know, funk, blues, soul, all that's kind of from the same set. And I just love all those kind of different things, but I love all kind of music, period. So I hope all of it shows up somehow, some way, you know, kind of like a gumbo, you know, just
right.
all the flavors start to run together after a while.
Now with the new album, Lusty, which came out last year, I mean, were you sitting down, this is the direction we're going, or does it just kind of happen naturally?
I just let it happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I just work out these songs, the demos over time. And then I try to get most of it down, like when we go into the studio, the material's down. But I like to leave a little bit of a wild card in there where I'm not quite sure what's going to happen till it happens. I need to leave some of it like that as well. So,
yeah.
But for the most part, I've got a lot of it figured out or worked out.
Now, when you're writing something, I mean, is there like an, oh, wow moment? This is it. This is something special.
I don't never really know
yeah.
if it is or if it isn't. I have no clue, honestly. I just do it.
Right.
And honestly, I figure out how the depth of it going and playing it live over time.
Okay.
You know, and then that's why some songs just sort of kind of fade away that I don't do as much anymore. And other. And so I never really had no eureka moment, you
right.
know, at the beginning. It's just kind of one of those things that just, you know, sort of laboriously over time playing it live in front of people. And this is after the record, you know, and
yeah.
I wish like, man, I wish I could go back in the studio and re-record this song now.
So, right.
But, I'm never quite sure.
Before this most recent album, your last one was 2015. I mean, it's not like you were taking a break from touring. I mean, you were out on the road quite a bit during what was almost a decade. But why the time off from recording?
You know, I just wanted to focus on playing the shows, and like work on doing shows and honing in shows. And then I had lots of work I needed to do around the house and around
right.
the farm, all kind of stuff around there. And then COVID stopped
yeah,
everything
yeah.
for a while, you know? And so it was just kind of a one thing after the other. I didn't purposely not do it the whole time. I did so many different demos of stuff over a long period of time, but I just felt this thing to not go into the studio for some reason. And then COVID hit, and then that made it, that compounded the situation. So,
talking to JJ Gray tonight at the Refinery, JJ Gray and Mofro. You can get more details, tickets at 1055thebridge.com. I saw you live for the first time about 3 years ago at Old Settlers Music Festival. Dale, Texas, kind of in the middle of the hill country. I don't think anybody had any cell service. I think halfway through the show, an edible may have kicked in. But the vibe between you and the audience, I thought was awesome. And I think part of it was, the one thing that stood out to me is you could tell that you absolutely love what you do. And as somebody who, you know, I can't play an instrument to save my life, but like going to see live music for me is like going to church. And it's like when I can tell the artist up on stage is having a great time, that makes it even better for me, you know? So when you're on stage, I mean, is it, are you just kind of in the moment? I mean, is it something you think about? Because there was just a great connection.
Yeah, no, if I think about it, it won't happen. So it's just, you got to let go. A buddy of mine that used to play with Colonel Bruce, told me, the Colonel had said, amongst a myriad of things the Colonel said to me over the years, but he said, to seek it is to deny it. So, it's like, you know, I just forget about all it, just try to forget about everything and just be where I am and just sharing like an honest moment with everybody in the audience and everybody on stage, and just let go, not think about anything. Just sort of soften your vision, soften your hearing and everything, and just try to take it all in at once. And then that's as much as I can do. And then that's enough for me to, sweeps me off my feet. And, I can get lost in that. And I love that. So maybe that's what happens. You know, I'm not sure exactly. I'm guessing.
JJ Gray, Mofro tonight at the Refinery. Once again, you can get all the tickets at 1055thebridge.com. All right, before I let you go, do you remember the very first song you ever wrote?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Looking back on it now, looking back on it now, you're like, can you see the growth then to now?
Yes. Probably not as much growth as I'd like to see. I still have some growing up to do.
We've all got
For sure. You know.
All right, man. Once again, JJ Gray Mofro tonight at the Refinery. If you haven't been there yet, by the way, JJ, it's a cool outdoor venue. I think you guys are going to dig it quite a bit. Get tickets, 1055thebridge.com. Do not miss this show.